With your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either, but I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn. They know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday night under the lights. Russ Robinson here along with Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet. It's made possible tonight by Malone. They started out as roofers. They've become innovators. And ecmalone.com has their entire story. And it's really worth your time to check out that story because they're good folks. All right, George, they make sure that you have the scores desk over here. So let's go with the scores.
Okay, Russ, we'll start out with some 6A scores. On the Gulf Coast tonight, it was Ocean Springs beating Biloxi 13-7. Northwest Rankin over Provine tonight 42-6. It was Oak Grove, a big winner over Meridian 37-6. Madison Central went to Vicksburg. They had a tough game but won in the end over Warren Central 24-17. It was Gulfport over Hancock 49-42. Starkville rolled Greenville tonight at home 79-0. DeIberville edged Pascagoula 52-50. Horn Lake a 47-6 winner over Columbus. Brandon beat Petal at home tonight 38-21. It was Harrison Central over St. Martin 17-10. Pearl beat Terry 31-6. Tupelo won over South Haven 29-7. In 5A action, Nassauga Central over Canton 54-29. It was Center Hill beating Saltillo 14-0. Brookhaven edged Forest Hill 21-20. Holmes County Central over Germantown 40-20. West Point a big winner over Lake Cormorant 47-7. On some other 5A games, Wayne County beat Long Beach 48-24. It was Wes Jones shutting out North Pike 37-0. Olive Branch, a 13-7 winner over Grenada. It was Hattiesburg 60, Pearl River Central 7. Callaway over Ridgeland 36-34. Picayune beat Stone 36-21. Vicksburg, a 34-21 winner over Cleveland Central. In 4A action, Corinth beat Tishomingo County 52-13. Lanier, interesting this one, Lanier won their sixth game of the year.
Whoa.
They beat Macomb 24-21 at Macomb.
Oh.
Poplarville beat Forest County AHS 62-6. It was Mendenhall edging Northeast Lauderdale 22-21. New Albany 38, Byhalia 35. Kosciuszko beat New Hope 33-14. Quitman beat Newton County 47-20. West Lauderdale 33, Northeast Jones 13. Louisville edged Noxubee County 27-26 was the final of that game. And one other 5A or 4A game, Lawrence County over Summerall 28-21. In 3A action, Boonville shut out Alcorn Central 46-0. Get this game, Humphreys County 80, Amanda Elsie 36. And get this one, Belmont over Mantachie 63-32. Well, does anybody play defense anymore?
It's only a rumor.
It's only a rumor. Morton beat Choctaw Central 34-16. Hazelhurst beat Franklin County 40-19. Houston over Hatley 33-17. Water Valley 48, Palmer 8, Crystal Springs a 42-6 winner over McLaurin, North Panola beat Kahoma AHS 52-6. One other 3A action of note, Velma Jackson having a strong season. They beat St. Andrews tonight 62-17. Wesson and Seminary won that game 41-20. Jefferson Davis County beat West Marion 13-7.
Now, is that the old Bassville?
That is
yes,
the yep. That is the old Bassville.
Okay.
And that West
Prince.
Marion, what Miss Marion was 6-1.
Yeah.
And that's Jefferson Davis County sixth win of the year. Now they're 6-2.
We had West Marion's coach on in the coach's corner about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, sure did.
2A scores, Collins 42, North Forest 19, Bay Springs over Clarkdale 40-6. Pisgah over Bogachita 54-26. Philadelphia 40, Newton 8. Pelahatchie over Puckett 48-0. Madison St. Joe edged Mize 23-22. Scott Central beat Union 28-7. Taylorsville, this is one of our Malone games of the week. Taylorsville is now 8-0. They beat Lumberton 35-9. There's a really interesting article about Taylorsville quarterback in the newspaper this week, and he's a gem,
Danny.
He must have had a good night tonight as well. 1A action, Vardaman 27, Ethel 20. Let's see, one other, Smithville beat Faulkner 36-30. Tupelo Christian Prep lost to Okolona 46-20. That was a Thursday night game. All right, MAIS action, Capaya 30, East Rankin 15, Simpson over Hartsville 47-9. MRA rolled Jackson Academy 41-6, setting up the big game next week. Jackson Prep beat Oak Forest 42-7. Park Lane over PCS 35-14. Washington School beat Bayou 23-14. And one other, Central Hines, a 56-7 winner over Porter's Chapel.
Wonder if that was, is that Central Hines' first win of the year?
No, they're 7-0.
7-0?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of somebody else.
You're thinking of somebody else.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So who has the highest score tonight? I know Starkville's got 79. You said somebody had 80? Amanda Elsie?
Yeah. Well, it was somebody who beat Amanda Elsie.
Amanda Elsie on the receiving end of that 80.
Well, let me get it. Give me just a second.
So we've had three or four schools with 60 or better points.
That's Humphreys County.
Humphreys County beat Amanda Elsie
80-36.
Wow. Wow. That's like a bad basketball game.
Yeah.
It is.
I was on the bad end of that a few times at basketball. That's not much fun.
No, it's not.
I do want to go back to something you and Josh were talking about real quickly, talking about the small schools.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love small school football. I can remember when I started doing this over 10 years ago. My first or second school to cover was Centerville Academy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm gonna
Bill
tell
Hurst?
You, Bill Hurst. And that was some of the funnest times I've ever had in my life, being down in Centerville and Wilkeson County. And
yeah, they love their football
down there. Oh, man, it's a blast. And, you know, that's when you go and cover it from one end to the other. What I mean is the small schools to the big schools, the one thing you see in the state of Mississippi is everybody loves their football the same.
Right.
And it doesn't matter, and that's what makes this state so great. And while, you know, why Fanuttle is, you know, has done what it's been able to do.
Right.
Because the passion for the game is there from every school, from small to big and everywhere in between.
That and MPB. That's how we've been able to do what we did.
Absolutely.
Okay, I got a question for you. Who was the last quarterback to come out of Taylorsville that went to play pro football?
Jason Campbell.
Can you answer that any faster than that?
Sorry.
You know? I'm going to have to start calling him the professor. All right, let's go to the telephones. Caleb Collins is on the telephone tonight. Caleb, how are you?
I cannot complain one bit because y'all gave me the night off.
There you go. I mean, everybody deserves a night off. Of course, you got a long day ahead of you tomorrow.
Thanks for that, by the way.
Yeah.
What's going on with Lanier? I mean,
that's six wins.
Out of nowhere this year. We've talked about them a lot this year, to the kind of season they've had, but it's just like out of nowhere. They haven't been good the past few years. They haven't really been good in a long time, but it's just like out of nowhere, they're beating the crap out of everybody. And they beat Macomb in Macomb.
Yes. What was that, 24-21?
24-21, that's correct.
Yeah. And, you know, you're right, Caleb. I mean, this is a program. This may be one of the better stories of the year, especially in the JPS. We're going to have to do some homework on these guys. You know, you expect Lanier, because they always are, to be in the basketball playoffs, but you don't talk much about the football program. Caleb, has Clinton played Lanier?
Clinton played Murrah last night and beat Murrah.
Yeah.
Well.
That's a, I don't know if you heard or not, but that's a big win for Madison Central tonight down at Warren Central.
Yeah, Warren Central, 24-17. That's the Warren Central thing is kind of interesting to me, too, is just because I think if they were in any other region in the state, they might have won every single game to this point. But they're in that region with Clinton and Northwest Rankin and Madison Central, and it's just like only so many teams can come out of Region 2-6A, and it's just crazy.
Well,
Clinton's got a big game, got a huge game next week with Northwest Rankin.
Ooh. Where is that game?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Clinton.
Is it Clinton?
In Clinton.
Well, and to your point, Caleb, this is a division where a really good team could be sitting at home during the playoffs watching everybody else, and last year was Clinton. They had to watch.
Yeah, last year. Well, Clinton had kind of a down year last year, kind of a rebuilding year. The defense was great because I don't know what it is in the water with Clinton, but they also have a good defense, kind of like Warren Central. But I feel like between Clinton, Northwest Rankin, Madison Central, and Starkville, I'm just confused as to what's going to happen there.
Well, I'll tell you, I was at the conference this week, and of course I knew who he was, but is there a better, I got to ask you, is there a better name for a kicker than Barefoot?
Oh, Tucker Barefoot. Oh, my goodness. I think I told you this back.
Caleb, hang on a second. We're up against the break. We appreciate you calling, and enjoy your day tomorrow. We got about 10 seconds. We've got to get out of here. Thanks, brother.
All right. I'll see you.
Okay, we're going to take a timeout. Tonight's show being made possible by Wendy's, home of the Giant Player of the Week. We'll be back.
Assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Wow, judging from these bills, I need some business funding. But it's so confusing because every time I ask for business funding, they pull my credit report, which is a credit inquiry, which lowers my credit score when I have credit inquiries on it. I don't know who came up with this concept of credit, but I don't get it. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Credit concepts at 800-985-9367. One call to Credit Concepts, and I'll find out for myself why they have a 99% customer satisfaction. So if your company's like mine, give them a call today or go online to creditconcepts.com. Remember, that's two K's in the name. Credit Concepts. Night on the Lights, Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly and George Broadstreet. Don't forget, next week, the Wendy's Giant Game of the Week is Florence at Macomb. And so everybody in that area, Don and Matt and Caleb, they'll all be down there. And it's always a lot of fun. And we enjoyed it last week when they were at the ball game. And it's a lot of fun. So it's Wendy's Giant Game.
So much history in Macomb, too.
Yes.
When you talk about the old Macomb,
the
South
Big
Pike, you know, yeah,
oh, yeah,
and everything, you know, just down there in the Pike County area, and of course Florence, they've been, you know, they have really come a long way with that staff and those guys that are there, and I know a lot of those guys personally. They just do a really good job at Florence, so really good job picking this game as game number two. And again, when you mix the the history of Macomb football and Pike County football, and now Florence going down there playing that region game. By the way, I've got you, you asked for it, so I figured I would pull it really quickly. That is a region game. They are in the same region as Lanier.
Oh, really?
Yes. Who is, 5-2 overall.
So I was going, that was a big win for Lanier beating Macomb tonight.
Big win tonight. Lanier and South Pike are both undefeated right now with Florence 1-0. So you got those three teams at the top of that region. So Macomb will be fighting, somewhat for their playoff
life.
In that ball game. Raymond is still in the mix at 0-1, and of course Richland at 0-2. So it's a big, big region matchup.
You know, it's conceivable, guys, and we see this not every year but some years, because of the way that the playoff system is set up, that you could lose your non-conference games, lose all five of them or whatever, and be 4-2 in a conference and go to the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
With a losing record.
We've seen it so many times. And if you remember a couple years ago, the first year that the state championships was in Oxford.
Right.
And the second year they were on campus. Pedal was pretty much left for dead this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back and won
the whole thing.
Well, won South. They ended up losing to Starkville.
They sure did.
Because Starkville had A.J. Brown and,
yep,
and Willie Gay and that crew. But that was the year that I believe you and Josh called the Oxford.
Yep.
Wayne County game.
Yes, we did.
That was
Jack Abraham played in.
Yeah. So, but, the point is, Pedal made that run out of nowhere to win the South that year. So, yeah, I mean, teams can come get hot this time of year and still end up in the state championship.
Speaking of Josh West, what did Tri-County do tonight?
Tri-County won tonight. They had a shutout win. Tri-County won by the score of 20-0 over River Oaks, Louisiana. So, Tri-County's now 6-2 on the year.
All right, we're going to go to the telephone, and Greg Flynn is going to join us tonight. And the Pearl Pirates played Terry, the Bulldogs, and Greg joins us now. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm terrific. What a horrifically ugly game we had tonight.
How so?
Oh, well, 27 penalties, ooh, 170 yards.
In penalties?
The referees were definitely being paid. They were being paid by the flag tonight.
Wow. I bet, how long did the game run?
Well, the third quarter lasted an hour.
Oh,
that is unbelievable.
Man. Wow.
And it was homecoming, so we had extended halftime.
Oh, man. All right, let's go back to your opening statement. What a horrific night. Wow. Where was this?
Yeah.
Where was it?
Poor Terry could only muster 149 yards of total offense. Pearl came up with about 200 yards of offense, and somehow they won 31-6.
Greg, how good is this Pearl team? I mean, you know, we know, you know, they won it all last year. We know they were rebuilding this year, but they've had some kids, you know, move up, move in, that kind of thing. How good is this team?
Not very. I mean, it's, you know, when they, you know, you saw them play Northwest Rankin and Madison Central, and, you know, the offense is just very young, and when they can run the ball with Kenyatta Harrell, they're really, really good. But the problem is they, you know, having to deal with a sophomore quarterback in Shade Foster, who, God bless him, he's doing the best that he can, and he's learning every week. But, you know, I mean, but they're still 3-0 in the region, so what are you going to do? They beat Petaluma Meridian, two of the better teams. Now they beat Terry, so then they get George County and Jim Hill. They should be 5-0 going into the Oak Grove game.
And where is that Oak Grove game?
Oh, that's at Oak Grove.
Oh. It'll be a long night there. But I tell you, John Perry, and then we have John on tonight?
Yes, John's coming on tonight.
You know, he does a great job with that program. There's no doubt about that. And so would you say they're winning with smoke and mirrors?
Tonight they did. Tonight they absolutely did. And John Perry was not happy after the game. If you're having John Perry on, I hope he's in a better mood than he was immediately following the ball game.
Great. And, you know, J.J. Plummer, to his credit, he's done a good job out there. Terry, you know, had him, you know, was it one game away from the playoffs last year? But I think he graduated a lot of that team.
Well, and they're very good running. I mean, but if you can stop the run, which Pearl was able to do, Terry is completely one-dimensional. Mm. They can't throw the ball down the field.
Well,
and you can stop the run, and they came into the game tonight with through seven games had 1,800 yards rushing as a team.
Whoa! They can run the football. Well, that's
They can run the football.
That's an interesting game for sure. Hey, Greg, I got to ask you a little off the subject, but how many weeks were you out on your job with the bad weather?
I was in Hawaii working the volcano lava recovery over there for 5 weeks.
I should be so lucky.
Now, wait a minute, Russ. Now, here's the interesting thing. I have yet to, I haven't called a losing effort for Pearl since 2016 in the Cam Akers State Championship game.
Wow. Greg?
Because I wasn't here for Northwest Rankin or Madison Central, so John Perry can't blame me for any losses.
They just better hope you don't get called back out. Right?
Well, they went 2-2 while I was gone, but I still have the thing that, you know, it's a, you know, again, not since that 2016 state championship.
That
I haven't seen them lose.
Heck of a run.
Hey, Greg, thanks a lot for the report tonight. Congratulations on the win. Enjoy your football weekend, my friend.
All right, and ask if you get Coach Perry on. I mean, he was very Bill Belichick-like tonight.
Thanks for the heads up.
You got it, boys.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Flynn, the voice of the Pearl Pirates.
He's warning us. Don't ask stupid questions. don't do that. You'll get.
You know, wouldn't that be a tough break? Your boss says, "Well, you know, Greg, we're going to send you out on a long assignment, but it's going to Hawaii."
Yeah.
But then he follows it up with, and all you got to do is stand in front of that lava as it comes down. They give us the full effect of what lava can do. You know, we got John Perry on tonight, and he's always a good interview. One of my favorite John Perry stories is when I was over there. You remember when C Spire did the Bright Lights games? Mm-hmm.
That's been a little while.
Yeah, it has, but I was on the field doing field reports, and we were going in there early in the week to do our interviews and everything, and I said, you know, because John played in that Pearl Brandon Classic, and I said, John, I said, I just got to clear something up right now. I said, you know, you're hearing all kinds of things, there are rumors flying everywhere, and I said, I've heard that you were at the bottom of the pile in one of these plays, and you were pulling the hair on the legs of the players that were on top of you. He said, because, you know, only as John Kane goes, that is absolutely wrong. He said, I'm glad that I've got this forum to be able to correct this horrendous story about me. He said, I was not pulling anybody's hair. I was biting them on the legs down there. he's a great guy, John Perry. And we're going to have him on what time?
Let's see. We got John Perry coming up in a double coach's corner. So we've got coming up in the next segment, we got Brad Boyett, the head coach at Horn Lake first. And then we've got John Perry coming up right after that.
I am so glad that you got Coach Boyett, because no one knows who these Horn Lake guys are.
Yeah.
You know, we'd have to go back. Now, they had a pretty good year last year, but, I mean, you get back 2 or 3 years ago, it's been a long time before they won.
Well, think about this. They beat South Panola this year, and I think that was the first time since the 70s.
I was going to say Carter was president, I think.
They have beaten South Panola, and they are unbelievable. As a matter of fact, I asked Coach Tyler Peterson at Brandon about Horn Lake a couple days ago, or maybe it was last week. I said, have you seen them any? He said, we saw them in 7-on-7 up at Mississippi State, and he said, I can tell you this. He said, I've not seen any team defensively that can run like this team. He said, they can get
out of the ball.
Yeah, and he said, and I've heard this from several people, that they can move the football too, but their strength defensively front to back, they're as good as any team around.
Well, they had three players at the press conference with Johnny Mims this week, and I went to shake one of them's hand, and my hand was just totally engulfed. I mean, they're big. Yeah. These are big kids, and they do. They fly to the football. I'm telling you what, we normally talk about Tupelo, and didn't you say that Tupelo is like 6-1? I think they are.
Tupelo is 6-1. They beat South Haven tonight.
Okay.
29-7.
So it's that group up there in the North Mississippi but we're always seem to be talking about Tupelo.
But what you're going to get in, Russ, and we'll get more into this, is Horn Lake, if they win their region, they're going to have to play the fourth team out of Region 2. So let's just say that's Starkville. Let's say that's Northwest Rankin, and I'm just throwing these out there, not in any
Clinton.
Clinton and Madison Central. So they're going to have Madison Central, Clinton, Starkville, or Northwest Rankin travel to Horn Lake Week 1. So that makes it tough when you've got to do that, and congrats, you win that. Then you get another one the next week. So not saying Horn Lake can't navigate that.
Right.
I'm just saying it is such a bear up there in that 1A and 2A, or 6A, Region 1 and Region 2.
Right.
It's really, really tough. But they can play defense, they can run the football, and we know that kid's won a lot of championships.
Who was it that was head coach when, I think, was it Neshoba Central, Neshoba County? Yeah. And they were scoring 50 points a game and only giving up 7 in their coach. And I think it was Coach Miller, you know, two-thick guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, well,
you know, MC Miller.
Yeah, MC Miller. He said, we play a little offense, we play a little defense down here. Beating everybody crazy.
Which, you know, he's finishing up at Louisville this year.
He's retiring this
year.
Yes,
because Randall Montgomery will take over next year.
No!
He is the coach in waiting there.
And I did not know that. When did he get all the scoop over here?
He moved over there this summer. He's the OC. He's the offensive coordinator, coach in waiting. And MC Miller is stepping down after this year. And Randall Montgomery will take over at Louisville.
Boy, Louisville's now 7-1. They beat Knoxville County 27-26.
Yeah. 27? That's always a close game.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that about Randall Montgomery. Well,
sure.
When he gets to be the head coach, get ready, because they're going to be rock'em sock'em. Hey, tonight's show made possible by Credit Concepts. The name with 2 K's in it, Credit Concepts. And we want to thank him for making tonight's show possible. possible. And their website has all of their information at creditconcepts.com. We're going to take a time out, and when we come back, we'll go to the Malone Coaches Corner when we return on Friday night, Under the Lights.